couple of things relating to Shabbos. Yesterday we began discussing some in Yanim relating to Shabbos Kodesh, because this parash, Parash Kisisa, is one of the most significant parashios and mentioned Shabbos. The first aliyah, we conclude with Shamru v'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos la-Sois es ha-Shabbos, the words that we cite in Kiddush. So I have here in my possession the Sefer called Oitzim Achmadim. Okay, this is Chelik Dal. This is a fantastic, fantastic Sefer of Yedias, Lomis, all different types of topics. And he has here a nice section, a chunk of Inyanim relating to Shabbos. Let me just run through as much as I can what I prepared. Some of interesting ideas, more and more ideas, not so much lomdus, related to some interesting things about Shabbos. First topic is making kiddush in shul Friday night. We discussed this a few times, but I have here some new information. So we know that in the Shulchan Aruch it says that you're supposed to make shul in Friday night in the Beis HaKnesses in order to be meitzeh. Primarily, the minhag was established in order to be meitzeh the guests. There used to be people that would be that would sleep in the shul, in the side room of the shul, and they would eat their sud in the Beis HaKnesses. So therefore, kiddush was made at the end of the davening in the Nuschat Tefillah before you recite before Kaddish Shalom. When do you make kiddush? Before we say
before Leinu.
After Kaddish Shalom, it's part of the Nusach HaTfilah to recite Kaddish. And there's a Kiddush, primarily to be made to the people who are guests in the shul. There is a guest in the shul, so it's going to be a Kiddush, B'makom Su'uda. He's going to hear Kiddush, and then a few minutes going to have his Su'uda. So that's exactly, that is what is ideal. The problem is that B'zman HaZeh, most shuls do not have people living in the shul. And even if they do have people living in the shul, they're going to have Kiddush anyway in another room, another area. So why do we continue still reciting Kiddush when there are no guests in the shul that are going to eat the suda in the shul? So l'chor, it's a bracha levatala, there's not going to have Kiddush b'makayim suda. So the answer is it doesn't make a difference. Since this was the original takana, and it's part of the Nusach HaTfilah, it remains in force. It remains in force, even though Bizman has said what?
It's a carryover.
Now, the truth is that the Ran, now going back to the time of the Ran was many hundreds of years ago, and the Ran himself takes note of this. And he writes his very powerful words. These are quotes from the Ran in Masechta Pesachim. The Anu Achshav Af Al Gav Deloy Ochle Orchin Bibei Kinishta. Afilu hachi. Nevertheless, naktinan likdushe bibei kinishta, dekevan demeikara askun mishum orchim, amrinan lei, shetakonois chachamim kivuos hein. The takon of the chacham remains in full force, even though the reason is no longer applicable. V'chein kosav harashba b'tshuva. The Rash is exactly the same thing. So therefore, that's why many shuls still do this. I heard there Rav Moshe, is Rav Moshe told people that if you're making a new shul, if you're in a shul and you're saying Kiddush Friday night, continue, don't stop. But if you're establishing a new Beis HaKnesses, it would be better not to make Kiddush in shul Friday night. I guess other sheets are not that Moshe followed, at least according to what I've heard. Rav Moshe did not hold it's ideal to be samech on the Ran and the Rashba bizman hazeh when we don't really have anyone in the shul that's been yotzei with this kiddush. We mentioned yesterday what happens if we make a bari priyagaf and it shouldn't be bracha levatala. So you give the bari priyagaf and you give it to a child. We're pretty much makbe that when we make kiddush in the Beis HaKnesses, at least the bari priyagaf should not be a bracha levatala. A child should be toyim from the yayin. And in the event when there is no child to be toyim from the bar priya gofen, right, so then the one who makes kiddush drinks the entire kais revius, so that can be considered kiddush b'makayim suda. And we discussed yesterday, the machlekes apayskim, does the one who makes kiddush need to drink a double revius? Some hold you need to drink a revius to be yotzei kiddush, and another revius of yayin to be yotzei kiddush b'makayim suda. The Aruch HaShulchan disagrees. The Aruch HaShulchan holds that one revius is a catch-all. Yeah. One revius is enough to be yotzei the kiddush and kiddush b'makayim suda.
Can you make a bracha for
all? Yes, of course. Of course, you have a revius of yayin, you must make a bracha achron, without question. Now, he brings down here something very fascinating from the Avud Rahm. The Avud Rahm says, no, the reason why we make Kiddush in the Beis HaKnesses is not only because of because of the Archim. It's because you have this Chazal Masaki to make Kiddush Berabim. Avudram says it's no different than lighting the menorah, the Chanukah menorah in the Beis HaKnesses. Why are we lighting the Chanukah menorah? The Chanukah menorah is ner ish ubeisoi. There's absolutely no purpose of lighting a yoytz in any form or fashion of lighting a menorah in the Beis HaKnesses. Whoever lights it in the Beis HaKnesses has a chiv to go home and light it in his home, ner ish ubeisoi. So why then do we light the Chanukah menorah in the Beis HaKnesses? Persumei Nisa. There's an inyan to make Kiddush Berabim b'fnei Am Lo'eda. The Avudram says the making Kiddush in the Beis HaKnesses has nothing to do with being Yoytze. I mean, in addition to being Yoytze, the Orchim, the guests who live in the Shul, it's to be Mekadesh, the Shabbos, Berabim. Berabim. Not just to be Mekadesh, the Shabbos, B'yochel in your private home. There's an inyan of Kiddush Shabbos, Berabim. How else can you do that if you're not going to make Kiddush in the Beis HaKnesses? And therefore, it doesn't make a difference whether there are guests or no guests. It should be made in the Beis HaKnesses. Okay, this is, now also, furthermore, he brings an interesting source. There's a sefer called Shut Min HaShemayim. Shailus HaShut Min HaShemayim, a person, Ri Mi Kurbil. He had dreams. In his dreams, he went to Shemayim, it's a very famous sefer, and he asked them, Shailus, in Shemayim, what is the Bez and Shalmaila Paskin about certain issues? And one of the questions found in this sefer called Shut Min HaShemayim is, he asked them, should we continue to make Kiddush in the Beis HaKnesses when there are no guests? Is it not a bracha levatola? And it's exactly what they told them in HaShemayim, that the reason why you're making Kiddush in the Beis HaKnesses is not only because of the guests, also to be make Kiddush be'rabim, to mekadesh shem Shabbos b'rabim, and therefore you should indeed continue to do so. Okay, next. Now, let's go to the next topic. The next topic is recital of Bameh Madlikin. Nusach Ashkenaz recites Bameh Madlikin. Nusach Sar does not. They say Kigavna. So the question is, first of all, where did it come from, this Indian to recite Bameh Madlikin? So someone insists, and also, why only Ashkenazim, and why not Nusach Svart? So to make a long story short, Ashkenazim typically daven Kabbalah Shabbos early. They daven early. They daven mincha before shkia, and they daven kabbalah Shabbos. So it used to be that by the time you finish, when you finish davening mincha, before even kabbalah Shabbos, it was not yet sunset. Right. There was still time to go home and make sure the neros are lit, and if a challah has been separated, and the eruvi chatzeros are in order. So since among the Ashkenazim was typical to daven Kabbalah Shabbos early and there was still time, Chazal wanted you to recite this parak in order to recite the Mishnah which concludes Shloisha Dvarim Sarich Adam Loimar B'Sech Beis Erev Shabbos Im Chashecha Isartem Eravtem Harliko Es Haner. And since there was typically time, that's why we do it. Because now, even though it's not really true today for Ashkenaz, because today we daven Mincha right before Shkia, by the time you finish Kabbalah Shabbos, it's way too late to Halikah Es Haner. It's not really too late because you can tell a guy to do these things. If Shkia passes before, if Shkia passes, and it's not yet Seisach Rechavim, so a woman can tell a guy to light the candles and she can make the bracha. So it's not yet really, and you can make the Erev also. As long as it's not yet Seisach Rechavim, it's not yet too late, you can still do these things to a guy and it still counts. Once it's Mamash Shabbos, then it's too late entirely to do these things. So since there's a purpose, that's the reason why we say Bameh Madlikin, is because it was done early and it gives us an opportunity as a reminder to make sure that these three critical things are taken care of before Shabbos begins. Sephardim, or Nusach Sephardim, I should say Hasidim, they would always daven Kabbalah Shabbos late. After Tzeisach Rechav, that was their minhag. They daven Mincha late. They daven Kabbalah Shabbos late. So when they got up to saying, if they were to now recite Bameh Madlikin, when they would come to the Mishnah, Shloisha Dvarim, Sarach Odom, Lom, Pesach Beso, it would be too little, too late. Because it's already dark. That's why they never said Bameh Madlikin. That's how he explains how this minhag evolved. The minhag evolved why we say Bameh Madlikin. So these are another opinion of why is because when you light the candles, you also want to give the husband more, this more of a Kabbalistic reason. The women light the candles. So it's not fair. How come the women have the mitzvah Hadlokas Haneros and the men don't have the mitzvah Hadlokas Haneros? The answer is we give the men a substitute. We give them what's called a prize. We give them a
consolation
prize. we let him recite the Perek Babei Malikin, and we'll come Sarach Odin Lomis Abesar Sarach Haligo Es Haner. So when he'll learn the Ein Haligo Es Haner, the Machshava, right? So learning the Shalma Fadim Sifasein, it affords the husbands an opportunity to be Mishtatef, at least in learning in the mitzvah of Hadlokas Haneros, just like we are Mishtatef in learning for the Korbanos. Okay, that is more a Kabbalistic reason. Okay, next topic. Next topic of discussion is there is a minhag. It's brought down in the Tikkuni Zohar, brought down by Magen Avraham, Machsa Shekel. The big topic of discussion: the person should not recite Kiddush between 6 and 7 o'clock. Anyone ever hear of this before? Now, what does it mean 6 and 7 o'clock? So this comes from the Tikkuni Zohar. Tikkuni Zohar says there are seven mazalas. We know the mazalas are Shin, Tzadi, Mem, Ches, Nun, Chof, Lamed, Shapsai, Tzedek, Madim, Chama, Noiga, Koichov, and Levana. Now, every Shabbos, you go through the calculations from the first hour, when you make this cycle, you may have to make the cycle from the first hour of creation, starting with Mitzvah Shabbos, is Shabbosai, where you'll come to Friday, when the day is over and Shabbos begins, you're right in between Tzedek and Madin. These are the two mazolas, Tzedek and Mazin. When Shabbos begins, the moment Shabbos begins is always, well, that's the question, is it always, is let's assume the day is a 12-hour day, so it shows there's no difference between shozmanios and regular hours. So that means when Shabbos begins at 6 o'clock, Shabbos begins under the constellation of Madin. It's no good. You're not allowed to make Kiddush when you are under the constellation of Madim, of Mars, because it's a sakana. Why is it a sakana? I have no idea, but that's what it says in Tikkuni Zohar.
Mars is the god of war.
Someone is saying it's only, see, who has a very interesting footnote, it's only when you're Mekadesh al Hayayin. It's only because of the wine. Wine is red.
You believe in astrology.
Someone to suggest it's only when you mekadesh al yayin, al teira yayin ki yadin, and it's red. It's something dangerous about wine and the mazal of madim, which the nafka mina would be that if you're not making kiddush on yayin, if you're making kiddush on pas, then it's perfectly permitted. There's no issue whatsoever. So what should you do? You should make it before madim. You should make it early Shabbos when it's tzedek. Before Shabbos begins, make Kiddush, or wait until an hour after Shabbos passes, when it will be the next mazel after Madim is Chama, is the sun, and that's perfectly fine. Now here's the question. The question over here is, are these mazolos tied to shozmanios, or are these mazolos tied to fixed hours in the day itself? Most poskim hold that these hours are tied, are shozman, these mazolois, these constellations, are connected to shozmanios. Which basically means every single Shabbos, according to the Tikkuni Zohar, you should not make Kiddush from the time of Tzeis HaKoychan for one hour. So for some people that's not a problem, because when you daven Kabbalah Shabbos, and then you daven Ma'ariv, by the time you come home, I don't know if it's really true, but by the time you come home, you have to make a calculation of what time on a regular Friday. If you daven mizman, I daven mincha 10 minutes before shkia, and then we Kabbalah Shabbos, and then we daven ma'ariv, and then we shmooze, and then I come home until everyone sits down to the table. So how long does it take from the time of Tzeis HaKoychavim, from 50 minutes after sunset, until you sit down with your family to make Kiddush? Mm-hmm. Are you already past 1 hour? Probably not. Mm. Probably not. Some are, some not. I don't really know about that. But then, this would then be an issue to be concerned with every single week of the year, which indeed some are. There are some. That's only if you hold that the mazolois are connected to the shozmanios. But many Paiskim say, the Machsa Shekel says, famous to say that no, it's not connected to the mazolos, it's to the shozmanios, it's connected to fixed hours in the day. It's every hour, which basically means between 6 and 7 o'clock, every single Friday the mazel of Madim is Shoilet. So when you're in the winter, middle of the winter, it's not really an issue, because when you're making Kiddush, it's before 6 o'clock. Well, it depends when. In the summertime, certainly, it's already after. So then it's never an issue whatsoever. The only time you have to take into consideration when you're making Kiddush, when you're sitting down to make Kiddush, what time is it now? If it's in between 6 and 7, you got a problem. It's Madim. So most of us are not chayish for this. We don't take this into consideration whatsoever, but there is such a concept, a tikkuni zoyar, where people are nizar in being careful between 6 and 7. Also, you have to also take into consideration, when we say 6 and 7, our time, what's called, for some also want to say that when you count 6 and 7, it means from chatzois, which would then mean it's really 6:30. It's 6:30 to 7:30. Some say that our zmanim, the way we calculate time today in the secular world is a little bit off. On Chazal, it's 20 minutes. There's a 20-minute difference. I don't know what this all means, all about. But there are many different ways to calculate time. So if you really want to be machmir and cover all ground, you're really going to go out of your mind. Okay, you're not going to make Kiddush Friday night until at least an hour has passed since. Since say Sakhar Chavim, and if you want to be a real extremist, you'll wait 90 minutes for say Sakhar Chavim, and then you're going to make sure it's going to be a Shol Zmanios, right? Shol Zmanios after those 90 minutes, and then you have to just make sure it's also not during 6 to 7 o'clock. So you want to cover yourself on all grounds, you have to make a lot of calculations, and it's not going to be very pleasant. He brings down many sources that say short.
It's long.
It's long.
An hour is an hour.
Okay, so you're asking for a lot of trouble. He also cites here that many Paiskim say that if you have a guest, an ani who's hungry, it's poor, then there's no greater shomer mitzvah lo yeda davara. You're guaranteed that it's offset. Any danger of mazel of madam is offset by the chesed you're doing by giving a person who's hungry a good meal. So maybe that's why it's a minig always to have guests. You always have a guest Friday night. You never have a shayla because you have a guest. So you're doing chesed.
Why don't we apply
ein
mazel
Yisrael?
Ein
mazel Yisrael. So I guess you have to overcome it. You have to be mispalo to overcome ein mazel Yisrael. It's not something which is automatic. So this is a very, very big chiddush. Now, what about an Eretz Yisrael? Someone has said this whole thing that only applies in Chutz Li'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, there are no mazalis. Like exactly what you said, in the middle of there, you don't have to take this into consideration whatsoever. Okay. Eini Hashem here a Dorish Batamid. Okay, so there you don't have to worry about it. Okay, let's go to the next quick topic. Okay, this is the next topic. Making Kiddush Friday night. When you make Kiddush Friday night, who makes Kiddush? Does everyone make Kiddush? Or does the Rosh Habayis, the Baal Habayis, make Kiddush on behalf of the entire family? So by us, by the Ashkenaz, I assume that the Baal Habayis, the Rosh Habayis, makes Kiddush. Everyone pays close attention. You answer Amen. And the Baal Habayis distributes a little wine if he wants, to the people in the Suda.
As far as you know?
By Hasidim, no
everybody
such thing. It's a shock. If you go to a Hasidish home Friday night, every single person makes Kiddush by themselves. So the question is, what in the world is going on? Why by the Hasidim are they making brachas for themselves? And why are we making brachas? Why are we making one bracha for everyone? So you have to first go back to a general halacha, Birchas Hanenin. Birchas Hanenin, the Lachan Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishnah Berurah discusses this, is that the L'chatchila, let's say you sit down to a meal, you go into a restaurant on a weekday, and you're all sitting together in a restaurant, go out to lunch, you have 3 people, 5 people, 10 people, and everyone washes. Should one person make hamotzi on behalf of everyone, or should every single person make hamotzi by themselves? If you go to a restaurant, I guarantee you everyone's going to make hamotzi by themselves.
Yeah.
Okay, you have an office, restaurant, sitting down at the only time you've heard that one person makes hamotzi for everyone is maybe Shabbos. But during the weekday, it's unheard of. So that's dead wrong. Maker Hadin, whenever you're sitting together, it is advisable, it is better that one person should make a bracha on behalf of everyone together. Sfardim are much more into this.
Shomei HaKoinah does not work on purpose in
it. Yes, it does. Sure it does.
Three things that Shomei HaKoinah doesn't work on.
That's only if you're not being nana. If you're not being nana. But if you're also being nana, Bircha, if I'm not gonna eat, I'm not gonna eat the bread, you're gonna eat the bread, I'm gonna make the bracha so you can eat the bread, then it doesn't work. You're right. But if I'm also going to partake from the bread, I'm also gonna eat, we're all gonna eat, then we say, then it is advisable, the ikar hadin. The proper thing is one person should make a bracha and everyone answer amen, and everyone should then eat. And Sfaradim are much more sensitive to this halacha. The Mishnah Berurah says he doesn't understand why no one follows this halacha. No one follows the halacha. You see all the time people eating together, they wash, everyone makes their own bracha. It's mamish kineged beferish shulchan aruch. No one argues with the halacha. Berov am hadras melech. The more people that together answer amen, participate in one bracha, the better. So my high, what is going on? So he gives one answer, and the other person gives another answer. The reason why we don't do bizman hazeh is because today people are so scatterbrained. They're so distracted. It's too hard to concentrate for 10 seconds on someone else's bracha. So therefore, make the bracha yourself. Second answer he gives, not him, others give, is because today we're so distracted. If one person can make the bracha, they're going to distribute bread from one person to everyone. By the time the bread gets to you, you already were mafsa, you already had a conversation, you already checked your email, you already sent a text. Can you imagine the guy there, he makes a hamaitzi, by the time you get your bread, I had a conversation with my neighbor over here, I answered my phone, I sent a text, and I checked my email. And now I'm first getting the bread. That's a hefsek. So since today that's so common, that's going to happen today. Therefore, it's better off today that everyone should make their own bracha. There won't be a hefsek, and there will not be issues in having kavana. Okay. So that is the basic halacha for the weekday. Now let's go to Shabbos. Let's go to Kiddush. Shaila, what is Kiddush? Is Kiddush a birchas hanenin, or is Kiddush a birchas hashavach? Well, it's really both. You're making a birchas hashavach, you're thanking Hashem, a birchas hamitzvah, birchas hashavach, but you're also making a bari priya gofen, and whoever's going to drink from the yayin, the bari priya gofen also serves to some degree as the birchas hanenin. Who should make the bracha? Only one person. Only one person should make the bracha. The Rosh Habayis. And that is why Ashkenazim are doing the right thing. The Ashkenazim are doing the right thing, that you're making the bari priya, since you're making the bari priya gofen, at least Shabbos, we do it the way it really should be done. One makes the bracha and everyone ends amen. That's the way it should be done. So why taka don't the Hasidim do this? So it's a very fascinating answer. Ashkenazim, when you make Kiddush, do you stand or sit?
You sit.
So we live in a very confused world today.
It's
very hard. You go on the train, it's very hard to know if this is a man or a woman. No? We live in a very confusing world today. So Ashkenazim inspired them today. Chassidim, it's very hard to know who's... But really, Ashkenazim, they sit.
Right.
That's the way, traditionally, Ashkenazim make Kiddush.
Friday night.
All the time. Everything is sitting. Havdalah is sitting. Kiddush, Friday night. That's the way it's done. Also, Ashkenazim sit.
The bigger machlokes, though.
But Ashkenazim, they sit.
Yeah, I understand.
Chassidim stand. Everyone has mixed in them chassidish blood. Everyone has chassidish blood mixed. Everyone is all mixed up. I'm talking about the pure minhagim. The only time one makes a bracha for everyone is when they're all together. They're kaveh together. If you are standing, you're not together. You're not together.
Right.
So then, even me'ikar hadin, everyone makes their own bracha. If you go to a restaurant and you sit down, everyone's sitting. Now they bring out the bread. Mm-hmm. You make the bracha, everyone is kaveh together. How are you kaveh together? We're all sitting together. Everyone is standing up, that's not a kaveh. So if the minug of chassidim is to stand for kiddush, because they hold kiddush is a davar shabbi kedusha, it's like the brachas of the Megillah, it's like saying edus, you can dash however you want. When they make kiddush, they stand. They stand. And since the Bari Priya Gofen is the chelik of the Kiddush, the Bari Priya Gofen is made standing. Oh, once you're making it standing, everyone is standing, that's not called a kvias. I cannot be yoytzei lechatchila with your Bari Priya Gofen. The bar paragraph that you make is moitzi mi lechatchila when we're all sitting together. What you say? So they have Ashkenazim who sit. One person makes the bracha. Everyone is yaitse with the balabayas. Chassidim who stand. There's no kvias. I can't be yaitse with your bar paragraph and to be. I can be yaitse with the kiddush, but I can't really be yaitse the bar paragraph. Once I can't use the prayer of and Memela, I'm going to make the whole Kiddush because the Barbara is a chelik of the Kiddush. Memela, the minig became that everyone by the Hasidim who stand, they make their own Kiddush.
So I know it's like, saying Savri. I mean, that's saying, listen up, everybody, pay attention now.
So Savri would only really make sense when you're sitting down.
Right, that's right.
We're all mixed up. I know Bechol, I did the same thing. My father stood, and we're all Yoitse with this Kiddush. Mm-hmm. That's because we're all.
We're not.
What?
Or not. If you want to train your son at a certain age to stay
You're all in one room.
Doesn't matter. You have to be sitting in order to lechatchil. That should be a kvius to be yoytzei uberchas hanenin, as it says in Shulchan Aruch. You have to be sitting. When you're standing is a problem, and that's why when it comes to havdol, you have the same issue. And to me, it's very interesting. I don't have an answer for you. I don't have an answer. It's just an observation. It's at a wedding under the chuppah. The Mesader Kiddush makes a Borei Pri HaGofen, and who do they give it to drink? They give the Chas Mekala. Do they make their own bracha? No. Are they the Mesader Kiddush? The Mesader Kiddush drinks also. But the Chas Mekala, they drink. Are they sitting or standing? They're standing. They're standing. If they're standing, it's a steed, I think I just told you. The only reason why the Hasidim are making their own Borei Pri HaGofen is because there's no Kiddush. Is because they're all standing. So under the chuppah, if the chas and kala are standing, lechayr of the bari priya gofen, it should not lechatchila b'diavad. Of course, it works. Lechatchila should not work for the chas and kala. They should have to make their own bari priya gofen. Or what they should really do, which is the way it was done in earlier times, is they should be sitting. The seder kiddushin should be sitting. And once they're sitting, there's a kedis together. So when the birchas hanenin element of the bari priya gofen is made, then it's not an issue that the chas and kala can immediately drink. But we live in a different, much more complicated world. We've never been to a wedding where the chas and kala are sitting, they're standing. And you've never been to a chasna where the chas and kala make their own bari priya gofen. The yoitz of the bari priya gofen of the mesader kiddushin. That's the way it is. So it's just something interesting. Think about these halachas, how they.
That's why your father stood by Kiddush.
What?
That's why your father stood by Kiddush also.
My father stood by Kiddush because his father stood by Kiddush. My father's side of the family were Hasidim. My great grandfather. He wore a Strymon. I don't know what Hasidus he came from. Some people claim, they tell me that he had Shaykhus the Bells. That where he came from, he was connected to the Bells of Hasidim. I never heard of this before. No one ever told this to me before. My grandparents, or my grandfather's not allowed to ask him. I never heard this before. I asked someone else in the family, and he says it's possible because the whole Kehila was the Bells of Kehila. But that he was a Bells of Chassid? He doesn't think so. Doesn't think so. So, but I guess he was. What group was he part of? I don't know.
Did they remember what kind of story?
It's funny. My other grandfather. So he was a. He comes from Gerach Hasidim, and someone told me in fact on Purim, a Talmud, my grandfather, that he told the shir. You were telling my grandfather told the shir that he cut off his payas so he can learn Torah. You have to understand, 100 years ago, Hasidim didn't learn.
Right.
I didn't learn. It wasn't their thing. And the Misnagdim, they were not into Hasidus Shemin Hagen. There was no pace. The Levush, there was a very, very strong break between a chassid and a misnagid. There was no intermingling,
right,
which for us today is impossible
they
to understand.
Because
today we live in America, it's the melting pot. The chassidim, some of the best learners today, mm-hmm, are the chassidim. They've outdone the literature to some degree, the chassidim,
well,
to some
so
degree.
Many more of
what?
So many more.
Art Scrolls was written by Litvaks.
No,
how many volumes are there?
It's that they sent their best and the brightest to the Litvisha yeshivas mm-hmm. to pick up the techniques so that they could
teach them,
pass it on to their own people.
But not then. That was not. That's today.
No, I'm talking 100, about
100 years ago. No, no, no.
50.
Maybe 50. But you go back in Europe
after the war.
Before the war, yeah. It's a different hashkafa. It's a different hashkafa. Today, it's today. Everything is mixed. The Hasidim today. It's not just you see Hasidim. The Lakewood, they themselves are Hasidim. Okay, the Bnei Torah of Lakewood themselves here. They're in Hagim, a Hasidim Shem and Hagim. They're a Hanhaga. It's a. You okay?
I got a cramp.
No,
it's
stand up.
Both legs at once.
So these are different. Okay, these are different in Yon. Okay, now next. What about Kiddush by Shabbos morning? Let's say really the same thing. Okay, let's now go. We have more time? No, we don't. Okay, we got a time. Okay, so delete it. We'll pick this up. We'll pick this up with Shem tomorrow.
More than the shot.
Yeah.
Just by guessing the flush.
I guess.
Are you here with the bar?